You know, I'm excited to be here for this unprecedented event for National FFA. This is the, you know, when we sit back and we think about why we're here, you know, hunger is something that all of us are seeing in our local communities more than we've ever seen before. Statistics tell us that 1 out of 6 people across this country suffer from lack of food in some way, some type of food insecurity. And when you start looking at it on a global basis, it's something we really don't want to think about, because about every 5 seconds, dies from malnutrition and not enough food. But National FFA is like a lot of our sponsors that are here today, that we believe that we can make a difference. And we envision a world where hunger will be a thing of the past. And so today, 10,000, I should say this week, 10,000 FFA members are coming forward to help package 1 million meals. Now, when you think about it, 10,000 is the biggest single event in service learning that National FFA has ever attempted. Let's hear it. Yeah. And as you can imagine, 460 of you coming every hour for the next 2.5 days, right in the middle of convention, is no small task. And we've had a lot of staff that have worked long hours to prepare for this, a lot of great volunteers that are going to assist you in this process. But I can't go without singling out one young lady, Kelsey Walls. Kelsey, where are you? Where's your smile? There she is. See her over there? This young lady is truly a servant leader and helps demonstrate what living to serve means in our motto. Thank you, Kelsey. But, you know, National FFA efforts in hunger wouldn't be possible without the help of a lot of individuals and a lot of corporations. And certainly we're grateful to the sponsors. You've been seeing them on the PowerPoint that have reached out to help us in this activity. And I just want to mention the ones that have stepped up not only to help this rally, but to help us with our overall initiative of feeding the world starting at home. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation, Farmers Feeding the World, Land O'Lakes. Land O'Lakes has stepped up and said, we'll not only help you this year, we'll help you for 3 years. Then we've got Tyson Foods and American Family Insurance and Cargill, many of our sponsors represented right here. In addition to that, we've got sponsors that are helping make this particular event and focusing their resources there. Dow AgriSciences, Elanco, Monsanto, BKD, Hormel Foods, the Pacers Sports and Entertainment Company, Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, and CSX Transportation is providing the transportation to take half of these meals to Florida so they can get on a boat to go to Haiti. Let's hear it for our sponsors. Thank you very much. To represent our sponsors and to speak on behalf of what that sponsorship means to our companies, we've asked Sarah Lilligren of Tyson Foods to come up and to share some of her comments. Sarah is the Senior Vice President of External Relations for Tyson Foods. She's also responsible for the media and community relations, the state and federal international government affairs, corporate corporations, and their strategic charitable giving. Tyson is one of the world's largest processors of marketers of chicken and pork and beef, and it's the second largest food processor in the Fortune 500 here in the United States. Along with Hormel and Tyson are donating truckloads of protein, Hormel chili, Tyson probably chicken, which will be delivered to gleaners tomorrow to help supplement these meals that you're going to be putting together. So please help me in welcoming Sarah and Tyson Foods for their outreach to FFA.